Blog Talk Radio.
In broad daylight, get right, get right. It's been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas is dead and shit. What the fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's it, the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
I'm lying.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that could leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot, where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. What? Yeah, wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, pride in me. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that shit. That real life shit makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems? Pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy. It get grisly. Beat niggas bloody. Twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumpin'. The fans get to thumpin'. M.O.B.B. Got the whole spot jumpin'. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club. Shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when pop it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
Real baby. Hip hop.
Upper Slow Radio. We're back like I do every week, every Wednesday, 9 o'clock. When we just sit up here, chop it up, maybe talk some hip hop, maybe get somewhat educated. Maybe we just sit here and shoot the shit. But thank you to everybody out there listening right now. Yeah. Let's get into it, man. I'm chilling, man. There was no show last week. You know what I'm saying? I want to go see the gods. You know what I'm saying? I want to go see the gods. Red Man, the Method Man. So I couldn't do no show last week because I had to go. I had to go see the gods, man. Had to. You know what I mean? Had to go see the gods. You know what I mean? It was crazy. It was crazy seeing the like, you know what I'm saying? When you're a fan of this shit, people, I mean, when you are really a hip hop head, like certain shit, you just got to put to the side and say, you know, I got to go out there and see the gods, man, because I don't know when that opportunity was going to happen again. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie, people. Excuse me. Niggas 38 years old. I was in a goddamn crowd like I was 17 years old, jumping around with the goddamn kids and shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The nigga B-Real was out there and shit. I was out there and shit. You couldn't tell a nigga he wasn't 17, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But what else, man? Yeah, that it was jamming, man. The boy B-Real was there, man. His DJ is just off the motherfucking chain. It's just something. I don't know where they're gonna be at, but whatever area y'all in, you know what I'm saying? Because we global, we worldwide out this bitch. So whatever area you in, if y'all can check that Smokers Club tour with Red Meth, I suggest you do so. You know what I mean? Because that shit is off the motherfucking chain, man. Because off the chain, it was real hip hop. It was real hip hop, man. I mean, like. I can't explain it even better, man. And while I'm here, I want to give a special shout out. You know what I mean? To the homie Bob Field. Congratulations, man. I heard the homie got married over the weekend, man. Congratulations to the brother. You know what I mean? That's what's up. We applaud things of that nature when people take that next journey into their life and shit. That's what's up. But yeah, man, it was going down. Oh yeah, man. Oh, shout out to the Top Flight Boys. I went to their show too. In fucking bumfuck West Virginia. It was bumfuck West Virginia, but I was there, man. They put it down. It was a good show. You know what I'm saying? All the way in West Virginia. Had a good time, man. Shout out to the whole circle, man. The homeboy Cody, Gabe, John, Wooks, the whole circle, man. And their official photographer. I don't care what nobody say. It's going to be in their official photographer, Short Stack's on. Shout out to Short Stack. But yeah, that was what was going on with me over the weekend, man. Light work. Oh, shit. I'm not going to forget. Damn, that oh, shit probably came up a little bit hard. Man, big shout out to my man, Antoine Nux, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, big shout out to that brother, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Quan Money, man, a.k.a. Quan Money, man. He did something beautiful down there in the hood over the weekend. And that,
scan is complete.
Whoa.
Warning.
Whoa.
Detected problems that need your attention.
Why
click
you?
Fix all to resolve
why?
Those problems.
Why? Now? Anyway. But, yeah, shout out to that brother. You know what I'm saying? Because the brother always gives back to the community. Man, it was all it was jam-packed with children. The man was giving out Huggies, hamburgers, hot dogs. Right. You got some type of, and this is how you stimulate the community when you get back to youth real quick. The guy, you had a contest. He was having a contest where you got, I think it was $50 if you got the most A's. I think it was $50 or $100. I think it might have been $100 if you got the most A's, whoever. And then, but you, every kid got money. No child was left behind if you got an A and B. He didn't play the C thing. So, and I guarantee you, I don't want to police the brother's pockets, but I guarantee you he probably spent about $1,500 or even more out of his own pocket. So shout out to that brother, man. All right, let me get into the show, man, because this week is going down. November 1st, Joust Battle League. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that later. But I'm going to get into some actual, like, some really, some shit that really has to do with my own personal life. Sometimes I like to give you guys a glimpse into my own personal life just to let you know how I'm rolling and where I'm coming from so you know what type of nigga you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But I want to tell you, I'm going to set it up for you. I went out to eat with my brother, shout out to him, my niece, and this is this thing what's going on with children these days. I don't understand what the fuck is going on with these children acting like they're so rich and they're not. I know your mom and dad. I know what's going on. You guys are not rich. What are you acting? What is this vibe with children where they're just acting this all uppity type of vibe where they're just better and real fucking snooty and shit? You know what I mean? Like, really messing with this vibe where all the children are acting like they're rich. Like, I got a cousin, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to put his thing out there, his business, but he tells me, like, man, these kids be acting like they rich. They, you know, they come over, let other kids eat up all the snacks. And I'm like, yo, this is a weird vibe, period. Because I was out with my niece, took her to some place, me and my brother, you know what I mean? She just gave me that. She just gave us the lemon face, like, I don't want to eat here. And my brother, you know, saying the nice nigga that he is, you know, he's trying to get me to sway because at the end of the day, I'm on my way. He's giving me a ride to wash my clothes. So I got my clothes in the back seat and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's giving me a ride and shit. So my niece is on some shit like, I don't want to eat here. So me, I'm not your dad. And my brother, he's like a softie, you know what I mean? So he's like, well, hey, bro, because I've actually taken him out for his birthday, and she's just there. So he's like, you know, hey, bro, no, you know what I'm saying? Can we go somewhere else? Because she doesn't want to eat here. And I said, first of all, I don't understand. I didn't get this vibe at all when the children tells the parents what to do. I don't get that shit. If you don't want to eat here, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? And I basically told my brother, I said, you know what? You know, and I was looking at her at the same time. I said, listen, if she doesn't want to eat here, that's fine. You can just take me to go ahead and do my laundry, and I'll just go across the street and order some chicken wings. That's fine with me. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not fucking doing what the fuck she wants to do. You're not the adult here I am. And then once she heard that, you know what she did? She ordered a salad. She sat there and ordered a salad. That's exactly what she did. She sat her ass down and ordered a salad. She sat her ass down and ordered that salad. Because I don't play that shit. Ain't no children running me with all this little rich shit and trying to act all, you know, all fly and shit like we come from money. Bitch, we fucked up. Oh, shit, I just called my niece a bitch. That's why I'm out there, man. But, yeah, man, I'm not getting that vibe with the children. You know, they just run around here, you know, just, you know, acting like we rich and all this shit. And because I'm looking at them like, look, I know your parents. I know you. Listen. We all living check by check out this motherfucker. You better calm down with all that rich shit. You better relax. But, yeah, we getting popping. We're going to get this popping and bouncing, man. I got the guys from the Joust Battle League about to come through and talk about the battle that's going down this week. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, it's a lot of things that's going on. Even with me, you know, but I don't even really want to talk about that right now. We're just gonna power through this because, like I said, man, that shit just pisses me off. I see these kids, they run around here acting like they little Paris Hiltons, and you know what I mean. Or you got the dudes acting kind of gayish, or you know what I mean. And it's like, hold on, what the hell is going on here? y'all from, wait a minute. As far as I know, oh, y'all from Vanderbilt. All up the street from me. So all this stuff, man, like I said, I'm talking about me. This is a personal bit. I'm not talking about anybody else's children. I'm talking about something that happened to me. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all see how the kids are moving. They're acting real, like, rich, like they come from money and all this stuff. And it's like, come on, relax. But that does come from this shit. Just let them watch on the TV. But maybe we'll just save that for a whole nother show. You know? But, like I said before, man, it's going down this week, the Giles Battle. I'll be there judging and doing some, just having fun being me and doing the damn thing. But like I said before, there was no show last week, so there was a lot of things that I didn't even really get a chance to discuss from the prior show. You know what I mean? And like I said before, I want to, this is something I want to announce. I'm going to announce it later. But, you know, I got two new shows coming to the Up and Smoke Network. You know what I'm saying? Two more shows coming to the Up and Smoke Network. You know what I'm saying? We got two more shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm politicking with two brothers. And once we get it all settled, I'll announce it soon enough. I'm kind of excited. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to talk to a couple people. You know what I'm saying? And I think that I'm going to bring two more brothers back on this platform here. So it's going to be kind of dope. You know what I mean? I can say this way. One will be some type of morning show. I can say that. You know what I mean? I can say that for sure. But, oh, my God. Hold on. With my shit, because I got to put this on right now, because you know what time it is. You know what time it is. What's good, Nyaka? Woo! Shout out to Dallas Cowboy running back Joseph Randall. Welcome. Welcome, my nigga. Welcome, my nigga, to the Dumb Nigga Club.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know if you heard the story. This guy is a running back getting paid, because this was supposed to happen last week. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to say this last week. This dumb nigga, gets caught stealing cologne and underwear out of a fucking store. Nigga, what the fuck? Get your ass in that dumb nigga club.
Yeah, baby.
Get up in there. You got that goddamn money. You up here stealing drawers and cologne. The fuck's on your mind, nigga? You know what I'm saying? And since we're 2 weeks behind, we're going to throw another nigga in a dumb nigga club award. Just get your dumb nigga ass in the club, too. Steven Pratt. Get your dumb ass in that dumb nigga club.
Yeah, baby.
Steven Pratt. This guy, 45 of age, 30 years in jail. So, basically, he started his sentence when he was 15 years old. Okay? 15 years old. This motherfucker been in jail for 30 years. He gets home. His mom has a welcome home party for him. You know what he does? He shot his mom.
Yeah, baby.
Get your dumb ass back in the nigger club and get your nigger ass back in jail.
Yeah, baby.
But what happened? Young people, hold on. Let's stay here real quick. You think this guy, you know, being in jail for 30 years, you think this guy had some type of lover in there or something? And he just said, fuck it. You know, his mom probably said, hey baby, you can't. Hey, baby, the Lord Jesus Christ said you can't be messing with no other mans. The Lord says you can't be messing with no other mans. He said, motherfuck you, mom, and shot her in the fucking face.
Yeah, baby.
We never know, but we'll get your dumb ass in the club. Get your dumb nigger ass in the club too. Okay, this is okay. Real quick, because before I bring the guys on to the job from the Jobs Battle League, I do gotta give the it's just something bothering me right now, and let me just put on my background music so I can talk about it real quick. Hey, ladies. I just want the ladies to do me a favor, right? Help me help you. Okay? Help me help you. Can you guys please? Can you guys please stop wearing high top Jordans with Daisy Dukes? Just stop. It's starting to be wintertime, and you can take them off. And just come on, like, just try to work it out with me. Like, I know you want to wear the Jordans, but you can't. It looks whack. Okay? Just help me help you. All right? Just don't do it no more, baby girl. I want you to look good in all your beautiful goodness. But just don't wear high top Jordans with Daisy Dukes anymore. Ever. I'm talking about until you die. All right? It's like, you know, I think it's pretty soon it's going to get time for you, your ladies. You're old enough to just to put the sneakers down. Okay? Help me help you. Okay. All right. I just had to get off my chest real quick. Let's go out here, man. Let's go. Let's see here. Let me go ahead and get my boys on real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got the guys from the Jouse Battle League about to come on real quick about the politic what they got going on this week, man. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be a judge there. So you know how I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be there with my, a double shot of liquid stupid on ice. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be there getting turned up. Got that double shot on ice. Get that motherfucking Michelob. I'm going to be there turned up. And once again, I'm still pulling for Cracker Cab.
Yeah, baby.
Cracker Cab, I got me a T-shirt made with you. I'm with a face with your likeness. Maybe we can go ahead and politic some business so we can get some merch sold. Cracker Cab, please don't do that.
Yeah, baby.
Yep.
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Same old, same old.
Hey, Smoke.
Okay, man. What's up?
I got something for you.
Okay.
I finally got Cracker Kev to call in.
You got Cracker Kev?
You can find his number and punch him in. Yeah, I finally got him to call in.
I see. What's the first three digits of his numbers? Because you know what I mean?
I'm going to check right now.
I'll tell you what. Tell me what his last four digits end in. Let's get fucking Cracker Kev on that phone.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, but, hey,
724.
Man, just tell me. Hold on. Okay, 724. Don't put him out there. Just tell me what his last four digits of his number is. So, you know what I mean?
6306.
Huh?
6306.
6306. Is his last digits?
Yeah,
last
those are the last
digits?
Four digits. Yeah.
6306.
Yeah.
I mean, 0336? And he's not up. He's not on there. He's not up there. Tell him he has to call. He's not on there. I don't see it because I'm scrolling down. I don't see any number that ends with that.
But, oh, wait, hold on. He's calling from the house. It's 4281. The last four.
Okay, I see that. But all right, we're going. Hey, Cracker Kurt, we see you out there. We're gonna bring you in there in a second. Tell us about the event. Tell them what's going on this week. Tell them about the battles. Talk to me, fellas.
I'm geek like a kid at Christmas time.
Okay.
I'm right now, preparing and getting stuff ready. You know, the first event, I'm sure everybody that's involved is excited. You know, I'm excited. We're going to have lots of fun. And I'm sorry we didn't get the chicken. We didn't get the macaroni. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Hey, our funds was hurting right now.
It didn't matter. Okay. Don't worry about it. I'm just trying to tell you next time he's going to have chicken. And that lets you know that black people don't fight when chicken's around. But let's continue.
We're gonna fit it in the budget. You know?
Okay.
But you know, it was fun doing it. You know what I mean? After trying to get everything together, and we finally got everything together. We got the banner made. You know, it's posted up down there. You know, the event starts at 8 o'clock.
That's what I was about to get to. What time does the event start?
Starts at 8. Sound check is at 6.
Well, that's not for us. We're talking about us as the consumer. They're going in there. What sound do we need to be there? Is there any type of door charge or anything like that?
No door charge.
No. It's completely free.
Completely free.
Okay. Yep,
okay, no door charge. It might be working with something because you know niggas like free shit now.
Right.
Yeah, and we want to build it off the ground before we start charging people to get in.
Okay. Okay. Now, can you name me again? Name me who's going against who, and name the artists who are going to be performing tonight. Saturday night, November 1st at the stadium.
All right. The first battle will be Enemy versus Dollar, and then Bobby Blaze will be performing.
Mm-hmm.
The second battle will be The Real Cartel versus C-Guns the Juggernaut. Then Smoke Out will be performing. And then the final battle is going to be Cracker Kev versus the boy Sheezy, then Bang Gang's performing. And then we end it out with a cypher.
Hey, Cracker Kev, you hear I gave you that bomb? There's going to be live performances after the battles?
Yep, after the battles, there's going to be live performances.
Okay. And there's going to be an open...
Keep the party going. No opening cypher. The cypher's going to be, after the performances.
As I said, an open cypher, is the cypher open or is just for the battlers?
Oh, no, It's open.
You know what? Can I make an on-air suggestion?
Sure.
If I was you guys, I would make it just for only the battlers, just because they're the guys that are performing, and they should get all the shine for that night. I don't think that people in the crowd should be over to come out of nowhere and steal these guys a shine because you didn't first take in the battle. I think that the cypher should be only for the battlers.
Yeah, that's
good idea. Good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you want to get in that cypher, then you should start signing up for the battles. You know,
very true.
I think that's another way to just show the artist outside of the way of the actual battle type of battle. Format. You can just see some guys just get busy without battling. They can just go ahead and kick their shit off. You know what I mean? And because I don't think it's fair to them for somebody to come out of nowhere and get a chance to get touchdown on that stage if they're not even doing that.
True.
True.
But I want to make it for the battlers and the performers. Not just
okay,
the battles,
yeah,
but
saying.
The performers as
okay,
well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, yeah, all
right. Right.
Whoever is actually performing that night, who,
that
you know
night,
what I mean, you should make
are
it
the
for
ones
them.
In the cipher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I just came up with an idea on there.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, shit. Look at me.
Hey, this is what politics is about, sharing ideas.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring y'all back on because I gotta tackle some other things real quick. But we're gonna bring
okay.
that. We're definitely. Hold on. Just hang out for 1 second, homie. Just take a sec. Give me a break, Bruno, and Wes. I'll bring y'all back on in a second, man. Give it up for my man. Reno and West, man. Song is at the Jouse Battle. But hey, we're really, hey, guys, I'm really about to take it somewhere y'all don't want me to take it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's this tone that's going to be going on here. You know what I'm saying? And I want, you know what I'm saying, to let everybody know whether whoever's out there listening, whether white, black, whatever, you know what I mean, that I want people to just fall back this Halloween, all jokes aside, and don't get offended by these new costumes that's going to be coming out here shortly, that's going to be semi-prejudiced, that's meant to actually, you know, push your buttons. And it's gonna happen to white people too. You're gonna, you know, there's gonna be things that's happened to y'all. I just want everybody to just, you know, just don't take it all serious, man. I see a lot of pictures coming out with the Ray Rice and the Adrian Peterson and all this other stuff and it's there to get you mad and stuff like that. But I got some, you know what I'm saying, I just wanted to put that on your mind real quick, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, because a lot of things, there's a lot of information that I read into, that I'm privy to, that I don't, you know, want to put out on certain platforms, but, you know, this is my show, you know, it's my radio, and I say exactly whatever the fuck I want to say, you know what I mean? So I want y'all people to, you know what I mean, don't even get caught up in the bullshit, you know what I mean? Look at me up here censoring myself. You know,
yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? And don't get caught up in the madness, because like a lot of these stories that come out and stuff like that are meant to make you mad and push your buttons. You know what I mean? Because some of these stories come out because they want you to riot. They want you to get mad. You know what I mean? If this is a whole nother show, and this is a whole nother platform. If you really want to make a change, people, I tell you what you do. You don't riot. You don't do nothing. You quit your job. Think on that for a second. Think what Dr. King and them did in Montgomery, Alabama, when they did they just stopped riding the bus. You know what Whitey said? I'm sorry.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? And this is for anybody. If you want to go for a cause, you know what I mean? You hurt people in their pockets. You don't break shit up, especially if it's in your own community.
Yeah, baby.
You know? So, like I said, man, we're going to keep this thing popping and bouncing, you know, you know what? I just gave up on the cop killer, Eric Frame. They're never going to even try to catch him. Like, you know me, if you've been tuning in every week, I've been talking about this cop killer, Eric Frame, and they're not even thinking about catching him. Like when, you know, and like I said, and I know, and I'm about to do the same thing the mainstream media is doing to you. I'm telling you this. But to happen like this, when all that shit happened down in Ferguson, you know what I'm saying, they sent down the National Guard down there for innocent protesters, okay? But for a cop killer, they ain't doing shit. So shout out to the police and the U.S. government for that.
Yeah, baby.
Because it's, like I said, it's meant to pull on your heartstrings. It's meant to get you mad. So don't get caught up in the bullshit. You know what I mean? Don't even get caught up in it. Like, relax. Like I said, don't be so reactionary. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, I hit you with some real quick game. And let me see. Let me see here. Oh, let me give you a, while I take a real, look, and I know people hate this, but, you know, I mean, I had to do a song break sometimes because you're going to see me, you're going to hear me in the background peeing, excuse me, and all that, and you don't need to hear it. So I just need, can you please, I know you love hearing me grinding this motherfucking microphone or whatever, and you're like, I ain't on that bullshit smoke. I've been here trying to listen to you grind it out. But can you just give me like 2 minutes, and I'll be right back up in Smoke Radio. Let's go.
Smoke dog.
Hard hat.
Get him, baby.
The music
got
a hair
baby.
Come on,
it's
Smoke
Dog.
Yeah.
Shorty says she like me, but I don't like her. She's a nickel bag, a cat might wife her. Me, I'm kinda picky, don't fall for everything. Smoke Dog the mayor, yes, I do my thing. Yes, I'm kinda old school, so fuck all that swag. Our game is crazy. Number 302, car hat repper. Cause I'm heat mashing, I live in the grip for. Why is you asking? My nigga still trapping, your nigga still broke. My nigga got work, your nigga got soap. Me, I don't give a fuck, lungs are smoking good green. No chain, no ring, bitch, boys, I feel green. White girls love me, they say that I'm awesome. And no, I'm not rich, but compared to you, I'm ballin'. Real name Marlon, yes, I'm a big bitch. Yes, I'm a misfit, and I don't give a shit. Fuck VIP, I'm up in the crowd with a bottle of water, man blowing loud. Shout out to EB, man, code name Destro. Man, he's flame, he got me petrol. Shout out to Paco, going hard on the beat. Shout out to Pluto Pete, he still serves the heat. Shout out to Drift City, man, we back in the building. And the haters get mad, cause we taking all the women. Shout out, shout out to Big Brown, that's my nigga. We got a good bad problem, too many big this year. Niggas rap, I sat back and listened. Now I'm present in this bitch like Mary Christmas shit. I was drunk, I couldn't see my own vision. Now I'm back in this bitch with the curry and the chicken. Listen, this is not even a half a bitch. And Grip City bitches, whack niggas make you laugh and bitches. It's Mogo, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And I party like a rock star, totally dude. If you wanna be a fool, that's the choice that you choose. When I see you shaking in them Timberland boots, shit, suck the tough shit. When I see the boy trembling, going with me up, I multiply like a gremlin. Keep your day job, make sure you keep your benefits. Cause Smokey eats rappers, swallow whole proper etiquette. It's Mogo, yeah, I do it again. Yeah, I did it last time. This time I'm playing to win.
What you say?
I said I'm playing to win. I said I did it last time, but I'm playing to win.
Let's go.
Who the fuck is high like me?
Like me.
Who the fuck is drunk like me?
Like me.
Who the fuck is drunk like me? Y'all people better ride with me.
It's Mogo Dog.
Who the fuck is drunk like me?
Like me.
Who the fuck is drunk like me?
Like me.
Who the fuck is high like me? Y'all people better ride with me.
It's Mogo Dog.
Smoke Radio, thanks for tuning in live, thanks for joining in, thanks for listening, thanks for hanging out, We're out here doing it, man. We're out here doing it live, man. I was supposed to touch down on the subject, but I tell you what, I only got, you know what I'm saying? I was doing an abbreviated show today. I only got, like, and I wanted to get my mans in there, you know what I'm saying, in there from the Joust for to promote this week's show. But I definitely did, definitely, next week, I will be discussing the feminization of hip-hop, the feminization of men, just the whole flip side, how women now are more starting to act more aggressive, men are acting more feminine. We will touch down on that. We will definitely touch down on that, because what's going on, and it's going on now, because it's just something that needs to be discussed, because we're not against homosexuality. I don't really care. I'll tell you the truth. How about this one? I don't even give a fuck about straight people.
Yeah, baby.
But when it becomes programming, when it becomes on TV, when it becomes on the latest movies, and all the new comedy is just all gay innuendo, and then when you see somebody in the street and they always do like gay jokes because they're learning that shit from these movies, and they think it's funny, and it's not funny, you know what I mean? And this is something we will definitely discuss.
Yeah, baby.
But like I said before, you know what I'm saying, that's just a little jewel. How about I just give you one? Let me just give you one real quick. This is something you can ponder on, and you can just do your own study, and you'll see what the new humor is. And it all started with me. When I got conscious to it, it all fucking started with American Pie. Because really, if you really deep down into that movie, first of all, let's think about it, people. Let's be smart. Let's use our brains, because you're not stupid. But let's just be smart. Let me just break it down. And you might say, oh, it's just a movie. But look what's starting to happen. What's so funny about a dude fucking a pie? I mean, let that sit there for a couple seconds. What's so funny about a dude sticking his dick in a pie? Now, can you imagine how many dummies tried to do that shit thinking it feels like vagina and probably burnt their penises off? Okay, let's go to the other one. Same movie. What's so funny about a guy drinking cum or semen, if you want, you know what I mean? It's not funny. It's gay. It's like gay jokes. And then people start to do that shit around you and shit, and they think it's funny because they learn, you know, they see that shit in the part of the movie, and they think it's funny, and you're instantly like, miss me with that fuck shit.
Yeah, baby.
But anyway, let me bring the guys back in, talk about this week's event. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we only got a little bit of time left, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? We're going to bring the guys back in, you know what I'm saying, and see what they're talking about. Shebang, what's going on, brother?
What's happening?
I tell you what, just real quick, you have anything to say what I was just talking about? You have anything to add on real quick before we go to the homie Cracker Kev and get him on the line?
If you really think about it, man, people just try to, you know what I mean, fit in. It's just a fit in thing, and it's fucked. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. fucked. You know what I mean? If you really got a brand, you're gonna sit back and say, whoa, man, this ain't. If everybody start jumping off a damn cliff, and you're the only smart one to figure, hey, they jumping off a cliff, I ain't gonna do it. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna do
right.
it because he started doing it. I ain't gonna start doing it. You know what I mean? And that's the way they want you to look at it, as in if I get up and start running, everybody else gonna start running. I ain't running.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey Wes, do you have a take on what I just said about the whole situation,
and
about the whole agenda? Do you have anything to chime in or own
Right, actually, yeah.
Me and Reno was at the mall, I think it was yesterday. We's going around looking for jeans. Why is it nothing but tight jeans for sale now? Like, what's going on?
That's crazy.
Like, I'm trying to
go ahead, continue. Like, I'm looking around. Like, damn, they ain't got nothing for the niggas. And we was just talking to ourselves, chopping it up. Like, yo, they're out here cultivating bitch niggas.
it's
my terminology.
Well, hold on. Hey, I'm not regulated by the FCC. Yeah. Then, hey, I need one of y'all to turn down your background music, please, because I'm getting some feedback.
I ain't really got much going on here.
All right. Well, it might have been wet.
I just walked in the crib and left. Yeah, that was me. My bad.
Okay, that's cool. But like at the end of the day, we're gonna stay here real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna stay here real quick because at the end of the day, you guys know an agenda that, you know, but if you're dealing with depopulation, you know what I mean? Whoa, West, your backward noise is crazy. I'm gonna put you on mute real quick. We know, just walk with me.
Yep.
But you know the agenda of depopulation of things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And that's completely on paper. People, if you want to do this, just real quick, Google something called the Georgia Guidestones, and it basically tells you something, basically how they went their population down to 500 million.
Agenda 21?
Exactly. You know what I mean? If you want to go there. I just wanted to make it something easy that they could just Google right now. Boom. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
So, but if you have a government or world government that wants the population to come down, the first thing you have to promote is homosexuality. Because if you don't have people procreating, you understand what I'm saying, then you just can't just flat out kill people. You know what I'm saying? But if you get people not having, if you don't have male-on-male sex, you know what I'm saying, then you can't make children. You understand where I'm coming from?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So they have to promote this agenda that's going on right now. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna bring your boy in real quick. Let me see where he's at. Let me see if Wes got his background together. Okay, Wes, you're sounding much better right now. You're sounding like you was walking the sheets, my nigga.
Okay, I'm trying to get that MTO.
All right, let me bring your boy on. Tucker Kev, talk to us, brother. Hold on.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on the show.
Whoa, hold on, Cracker Kev. Let me get you right. Let me get you right. Hold on, Cracker Cab. Ladies and gentlemen, my pick for this week's battle, Cracker Cab is on a motherfucking mic. All right, Cracker Kev, I had to get you right. Talk to me, man. We're going to talk back. And, hey Reno, if anytime y'all want to just go ahead and take the charge of y'all interview, why don't y'all take over the interview and y'all talk to Cracker Kev, and Cracker Kev, tell me what you about. Y'all conduct the interview. I'm going to sit back and sip a glass of liquid scoop it. And Cracker Kev, you go for it, brother.
Well, since I already know money, I'm going to let Reno conduct the interview.
Okay. What's happening?
What's up, man?
How you feeling?
Man, I'm pretty good. How about you?
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm all pumped.
Yeah, you excited?
Yeah, this is a good opportunity for me to get my name out there, you know?
Sure, okay, Cracker. Sure. Speaking, excuse me, real quick, Cracker Kev, while you're there, can you tell the people how we can get in contact with you via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook? Tell the people how we can get at Cracker Kev.
I got a Facebook. Let me see what my link is.
Just what's your name on it? We can take it from there.
My name's Kevin Pavlik Jr.
On Facebook.
Povlick.
Do you have any type of Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
No, I like to keep it simple, you know, Facebook and text,
okay.
And that's good.
Okay, Cracker. Listen, see, that's what I'm saying. Hey, Reno, that's why I got
yeah.
up there, because Cracker Kev's not on the fuckery. He said, I just want to keep it simple. See? Just want to keep it simple. Okay, hey, Cracker Kev, do you know anything about your opponent this week? The guy
no.
you're facing, do you know anything about your opponent?
No, I don't know nothing about him. I just heard what his name was, that's all.
Cracker Kev, but hey, bro, you got to go out there and you got to do your research because I'm sure that young gladiator is coming for your neck when he comes in that ring, buddy.
Well, let him come. I'll be there.
Oh shit!
Oh.
Yes. Oh, shit. All right. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, besides the battling, Cracker Kev, do you have any CDs or any type of music that we can just go ahead and link to that we can get at you? Or is this your first shot at it? Or you just, you know what I mean? Do you have any music that we can listen to right now via YouTube or anything of that nature?
No, I don't have anything online. I do make my own music and I produce it myself, but I don't put anything online because I don't like it getting stolen or nothing. But you know, if people want my stuff, you know, I could make CDs for them. You know, I could do that.
Okay,
right.
So at this week's battle, will you have some hard copies of your CDs
yeah, I
can
do
that the people can actually. I think you should bring some hard copies, Cracker Kev, so we can get the people out there and let them get to know who Cracker Kev is.
Yeah, sounds good.
You know what
now
I mean? I'm gonna put you back on hold, Cracker Kev. But we're gonna bring you back in a second. But you know what I mean? But thanks for hollering at us, Cracker Kev, ladies and gentlemen, Cracker Kev. You know what I mean?
All right.
He's gonna be at this week's battle. This is Joust Battle League. It's going down.
It's going down.
But, yeah, but I'm gonna put you on hold real quick again, Reno. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm already here and I gotta cross this bridge. You know what I mean? I'm already here. You know what I mean? But like I said before, man, there is a. And like I said, we homosexuality, things of that nature, not at all. But when it's an agenda that's just shoved down your throat every single, you can't even watch any type of music. I mean, like music, no type of movie, no type of anything with some underlying gay agenda, like some type of gay joke in it, and it's like I don't understand why it happens, but then again I just basically told you why it happened. Google, like he just said, Reno, Agenda 21, or you can Google easy Georgia Guidestones, how it tells you, you know what I mean, they want the population down to 500 million. You just can't just kill people, you just can't do anything. You just can't just give diseases. You're given diseases. We already just found. We just exposed the Ebola. Ebola thing. How it, you know, it's a hoax. It's got a patent on it, and you're killing people that way. But you just can't kill enough people. So if you don't got people having sex and you promote gay shit, you know what I mean, and homosexuality, then you know, of course you're going to get your agenda, which you want to do by bringing the population down, because you have people not reproducing, because you have girl-on-girl sex, you have men-on-men sex, and that nature, those types of things. So when I see the brothers out there getting mad about the gay rappers and things of that nature, I have to let y'all know right now, this is an agenda. It's meant to happen. This is not about your skill. This is like, if you're not willing to push an agenda, then you're not pretty much going to be in the game. Because you're going to have to do some things. That's why I applaud guys like, you know what I mean, Charles Battle-Lee, going to do their own thing.
Baby.
Because when you try to get in the game, what they're trying to do, that upper echelon, it's all about what type of shit you can push. Like, look at Puffy. What's he really do? What's Puff Daddy really do? He does nothing. He doesn't do nothing. But once you get to that pedestal, what's he do? He sells liquor. He sells Ciroc. And I think he got some new venture going on when he's selling tequila. Anytime they do something, they got to always do something poisonous back to us. And I'm not even talking about, like, black people, because, like, hip-hop is a culture now. It's the main shit, so it's not even about, like, just black people. It's, like, the whole shit. But he can get up there, sing and dance, and just sell liquor. He's not really doing anything positive. What's he doing? And they'll come out and tell you, and he'll be the first one in all of them, Jay-Z, all the famous guys. Because when you get to that top of echelon, that top, that big boy club, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even about, it's about what you can do and what you can trickle down. So I guarantee you, and I know Jigga's saying this right now, it'll be good for gays in hip-hop. Because it's connecting with the agenda that they want to happen. Because now they're using hip-hop to push these new agendas. Like, you know what I mean? Like all this, and this is what I be talking about when I tell people about programming. Because that's what it is when you watch TV. It's called television programming, right? And you get they put that shit repetitiously. This sometimes y'all might be riding in your car, and I don't give a fuck. At this point, even satellite radio is not even really supposed to sign up with it, cracked up what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? And you're looking, you know, it's still the same song every hour on the hour. And some of these songs you fucking hate. But you know what? They play it every day, and after 3 weeks, you wake up singing the shit at that song.
Yeah, baby.
You be waking up, that, my lifestyle. You be waking up just like that. Because they programmed it into your head. It's just like a show, sitcoms. Those are programs, you know? Those are programs. So if you take what I'm talking about and connect what I was saying earlier about the children, you see? They're being programmed to be, you know, especially, like I said, the girls are being, like, divas, over-sexualized divas, and the men are acting feminized, like femaleish, with a lot of estrogen flowing in them instead of testosterone. So, this is what we're talking about when we're dealing with. There's always three layers to every agenda. You understand? So, if one thing happens, they can get an agenda. Everybody wants to know who they is. But we'll get to that one day, too. Because, like I said, I'll be grinding out. I'll be doing these shows until I go into the damn grave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, They do this all the time. But I'm going to leave you like that. Up in Smoke Radio. Make sure, matter of fact, let me bring the guys in one more time so they can get the last word in.
Yep.
Guys, you want to get the last word in? Make sure you,
make sure
tell
you
them
be
about
there.
The event.
November 1st, Stadium Bar, November 1st, this Saturday, 8 p.m.
Whoa. Sorry. Damn, I ended up messing up. Sorry about that, guys. Say it one more time. I ended up hitting the wrong button. Go ahead, guys.
Yep.
Stadium Bar, 8 p.m.? Yeah.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Stadium Bar, New Kent, PA.
Off 7th Street. Right down from the old Sheets, which is now Valero's.
Yeah, nigga, no, go past the Yum Yums.
Okay, so we're gonna, like I said before, I'll be there, guys. I'll be there, people. I'll be there, Saucy. I'll have that drink in my cup. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
As long as it don't affect the judging.
No, like I said before, like I'm like I said, shout out to Crocker Care for calling in, but all jokes aside, I will be unbiased. If people do not bring the heat, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because we have no sides. I'm not no sides. I know nobody. I'm just going to be attracted to the hot. That's it.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be attracted to the hotness. But, okay, guys, so like I said before, I'll be talking to y'all guys here in a second. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I close out the show here, I'm gonna say a couple of things. I'm going to talk to y'all in a second because, Reno, we're going to have to politic about that business we talked about earlier. You know
right,
what I'm saying? So,
right.
So I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. And, you know what I'm saying? And like I said before, people, I'm going to be starting off two more shows, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, you just heard about one of them, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said before, man, thanks for supporting. Thanks for tuning in. We signing off. Up in Smoke Radio this week, November 1st, Joust Battle, Stadium Club. Be there. Crocker Kev, do your research. Get it right, brother, because we want you to be Chris out there. I love y'all. Salute. Up in Smoke Radio. See y'all next Wednesday.
Come on. Give me that double. Give me that double. Give it to me.
You never know what it took to get here. They say life don't stop for no one. So I'm going back in, my people.
You with me?
This what y'all wanted, right?
This you asked
you
for.
Said you wanted the truth.
This is what
so
for.
I solemnly swear that the truth be told.
Pray for me.
I'm thugging to the day I die.
I will follow.
It's Dipset. It's more than just music now.
Ooh.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
It's more than the 200 years of blood, sweat, and tears.
You
understand me? For all my ballers, my day crawlers. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Take
I know you're
all blessed. Take the journey with your boy, let's ride. You don't even need a seatbelt, homie. The way I'm about to take you, you don't need nothing, homie. And I don't need nothing, homie, but a bottle of purple juice and my weed smoke, homie. I just need you in the zone. Take your own soul, make yourself at home.
It must have been an obsession. I had to make it large. Started my progression out of state with the hogs. Now it's private jets, smoking haze with the stars. Call the mill, write the check, it's how we pay for the cars. Pushing lanes up 7th, while we racing the cars. But the boys so stressing, I'm facing the charge.
Yeah, you got it tripping.
Still praying to God. Life's not promised, and even mañana. Remember moving bricks, paranoid and Betty Hanna. I'm leaving out the club, and the boys in them behind us. I'm chasing death, getting closer to 30. It's sunny outside, but the roads are dirty. Days out in Harlem, nights over in Jersey. In my rear view going home, cause the vultures are thirsty.
I see them,
but I doubt you won't catch me in traffic. Dark kids on the beat, when I laugh is the ratchet.
Take a walk, let's ride. Take a journey with your boy, let's ride.
custom beam of coupe. Getting cash, we living fast. Different women every night. Couple of bitches clash. I just laughed. Now listen, I almost got wiped out on the wave. 9/11 was tsunami, but the prices of the yay. The hustlers, they know the saga of the story. We live sucker free and show problems to authority.
Take a walk, let's ride. Take a journey with your boy, let's ride. You don't even need a seatbelt, homie. Cause where I'm about to take you, you don't need nothing on me.
Don't get scared now.
And I don't need nothing on me. Put a bottle of purple juice in my weed, smoke on me. I just need you in the zone. Take your hoes off, make yourself at home.
One, two, feds coming for you. Three, four, better watch the law. 5, 6, if you start pumping bricks. 7, 8, hope it ain't heavyweight. Ferrari dream, feds spook me in my nightmares. I try to scream like Freddy Krueger's in my nightmares. So a nigga scared to go to sleep until the daybreak. I'm tearing up the streets, Porsche with the clutch. Ballin' like the playoffs. Top going 40 on the floor with the tape off. 12-car convoy, the road full of race cars. Tell the pilot, give me 5 minutes before he take off.
Take a walk, let's ride. Take a journey with your boy, let's ride. You don't even need a seatbelt, homie. And where I'm about to take you, you don't need nothing on me. And I don't need nothing on me. Put a bottle of purple juice in my weed, smoke on me. I just need you in the zone. Take your own stall, make yourself at home.
That's my conclusion.
That's my theory.
You see, it's the fast life we live in. So I'ma tell you, if you're in the left lane, keep going, cause they right on your heels, nigga. And if they catch up, that's your ass. And if you blink, nigga,
we got no time for sleep.
Your life could be over.
That's fast.
I keep saying the rap game is like the crack game.
It's so corrupt.
Cause we all can end up dead in jail.
Watch it, dog.
They got us under surveillance.
Be careful.
And to all my niggas behind the G-Wall.
My soldiers.
Inhale, exhale. Shake your nuts if you have to.
Eastside.
And all the political soldiers that ain't never coming home.
R-O-P-2-K.
To all my homies, east side. While you in your cell, raise hell to this.
Real cool.